99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand. The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Turn it up!
On 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. It is... That's Oaks Day. Hi. Happy Oaks.
Kind of.
In an alternate universe, that's what it would have been.
Exactly.
But it's just another Friday. Good morning. Hi there, Kelly K. How are you?
Hi there.
You are kind of wearing pink this morning, though.
I am.
Is that kind of like a pink peachy kind of color?
It's a peachy pink.
A peachy pink. We definitely aren't decked out in our Oaks Day pink wear like we normally would be.
I'm making more of an effort, though, than my hoodie yesterday.
I am literally wearing the hoodie that you wore.
I
was going to say, I realized as I was walking in this morning, I was like, oh, Kelly literally wore this exact same hoodie yesterday. So that's what I'm doing.
Influencing your fashion.
Yeah, a little bit, maybe.
So I did try to dress like an actual person today was leaving the house.
That's good. I mean, I could take the hoodie off and I've got not just a t-shirt underneath this, so I can transform into something that's other than just my hoodie rocking self right now.
That's amazing. Like, you are a transformer.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of guy's fashion, right?
Sure.
Right?
I like that.
And this is kind of like the...
Peel a layer and... Wah! New look.
Wah!
Okay. Yeah.
All right, so yeah, today on the show, we've got Family Secrets. We've got You Laugh, You Lose, where I believe... I don't know if you've changed the score. I think it was tied up 8-8.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't change the score. That's not my writing. I do have to say, I might have a couple of bombs in my arsenal.
Okay.
I might have a couple. I'm trying. You're trying
to hold it together right now.
Well, yeah. No, I went into my Ben Davis playbook, and I'm just like, I'm going to try to go down the deep, dark corners of the internet, maybe where he might find his jokes.
Okay.
And... I'm trying to find...
I like where this is headed already.
I'm trying to play to my audience.
All right. I'm excited.
Which is you.
That's
so
right.
I feel like I got a couple.
All right.
I got a couple. A couple bombs in my arsenal.
All right.
So...
I'm excited.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you need to watch yourself.
I got to get it out.
That's the biggest... hurdle that both of us have to try to accomplish each and every week is not to laugh at our own jokes.
I think more often than not, we end up taking ourselves out.
So anyways, that's a game where Kelly and I sling dad jokes back and forth to one another. First person who laughs loses. That's around 7:45 here this morning. Facebook Fight Theater on the way a little bit later on this morning. We've got a story about gorilla songs and gorilla farts. Same story.
Blessed. Hashtag blessed.
Thank goodness for the researchers who have discovered this.
Wow.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Setting the bar is...
spectacular.
Hang on. It's this hour. We'll give you the setting the bar this hour. Let me just give you the quote from the sheriff.
Okay. Is it vague enough to where you're not going to give too much away?
Sure.
Okay.
This is a Florida story, by the way.
Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah. The Highlands County Sheriff's Department said in a statement, you could... even say it's kind of nuts.
Oh, no. I'm already nervous. I don't think we're talking about peanuts.
We'll let the story unfold on its own.
All right, we'll unpack that.
A little bit later on this hour. All right, so...
all right.
We ready to do this thing again?
Oh, let's charge on. Let's get the train on the tracks.
All right,
let's leave the station. Doot, doot.
Kelly K.
So this is really cool. A couple of weeks ago, Norton Healthcare kind of put it out there and said, hey, we've got an opportunity for you to send cards to workers at all of our facilities.
Mm-hmm.
And this is kind of like how they did with Norton Children's Hospital for Valentine's Day. You could customize a card on their website, and then they would print them out and distribute them, you know, for germs, all that kind of stuff, make sure everything was sanitized. Well, the community did so in a very big way because they ended up sending 3,000 cards to healthcare workers working in all of the Norton facilities. And they were sending back some pictures of a lot of the healthcare workers, a lot of them dressed up as superheroes because it's kind of like a superhero themed for the cards. And it's really, really cool. So they certainly appreciate it. And you can still do that if you'd like.
Okay.
We've got the link where you can pick the card, personalize it, with thank you message for the staff, whoever you want to deliver it to, and then they'll print them and deliver them to the appropriate facilities. And you can send as many cards as you like. There's no limit. So we've got up on our website, WDJX.com. Also tweet it. So you can do that. It's a great idea just to let them know that, hey, we appreciate what you're doing.
Love it.
It's a weird time right now. I know nobody kind of really signed up for that when you took the job.
Right.
It's a weird playbook we're having to form here, but there you go. It's at Ben and Kelly Show.
Good deal. That's your feel good. Do them every hour here throughout the morning. Brought to you by Campbellsville University on 99.7 DJX. So another live action remake is headed our way, courtesy of Disney.
Okay, this which time, one? Which one?
Hercules, Hercules, Hercules.
Hercules, Hercules, Hercules.
I know. It's one of our family's favorites there. It's like the from 1997 animated movie,
that's
Hercules.
That's one of the old ones.
That is a classic for sure. And they're going to do a live action remake of Hercules.
So you need someone big and beefy.
Yeah, to play Hercules for sure.
Yeah.
So not really sure who they're going to cast for that character.
I mean, I feel like a Chris Hemsworth immediately comes to mind.
Oh, something from the Marvel universe?
Yeah, but is he too Thor?
Was he? I was going to say, was he Thor?
Lines? He was Thor.
He was Thor. Okay.
So I don't know. I don't know.
No director yet, but they're looking at the Russo brothers, Joe and Anthony.
Sure.
You know, as they are kind of behind that whole Avengers type of franchise.
So again, Chris Hemsworth might be a good
choice. That might be someone they look to as Hercules. So anyways, Disney looking at the 97 animated movie Hercules as the next live action.
I kind of feel like Danny DeVito needs to be like the little dude, Phil. I think his character's name is Phil because he voiced it.
But Danny DeVito needs to play his character on Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Sure, and he kind of does.
He needs to kind of embody that.
If you go back and watch that movie, that little character he plays, he's like a centaur or something. One of them. He's got the legs, not the human legs.
Yeah.
Human upper body. What is that? Is that a centaur?
It's a centaur.
Yeah, I think so.
Centaur.
Yeah.
Where you've got the human upper body, the horse legs?
Yes.
Centaur.
Yeah, I think so. But it's just two. He doesn't have the four, I think.
Oh, well, I think that's different because that's...
Is it different?
Because that's like Mr. Tumnus from the...
Yes, it is. He's a Mr. Tumnus.
Yeah, from the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Yes.
Look at that.
Yeah.
I like when we think live on the radio.
The Chronicles of Narnia.
The Chronic what? Coles of Narnia. Narnia. Yeah.
It's the Chronic what? Coles of Narnia. That's the best.
All right. So, Hercules is set to come out, and they don't have a release date yet on it.
They probably wouldn't because they don't have a star yet.
They don't have a star.
or a director.
They don't really have...
Or ground zero. They've just agreed. Let's do that.
Yeah.
That's where they are.
That's really where we are. Yeah. So look forward to that here on 99.7 DJX. So after we have our virtual prom on 99.7 DJX, Dua Lipa decides to pair with a Los Angeles radio station and host a 3-hour virtual prom coming up at the end of May.
That's nice of her.
Yeah, thanks, Dua Lipa.
But you know what? Been there, done that.
Yeah, you know what?
And so did John Krasinski.
That's right.
You know?
But anyways, you can actually see some of the video of when Jack Harlow popped on with us at WDJX.com. So that was pretty cool. That was last Friday here on 99.7 DJX at 99.7 DJX, which, by the way, this afternoon, another little kind of virtual happy hour. We're going to try something different, not on Instagram. We're going to do it on Facebook.
Facebook Live.
Yeah.
Now, listen, it's a new software program, a new platform
incorporating. This is what I told our digital department over the phone last week. I was like, listen, we need something that's absolutely
toddler proof.
Yes. Yes. I'm like, it needs to be click because, here, you're gone.
Because
you're
good. I'm engineering it.
I know, because Kelly is like her she's hosting again this happy hour, and we're gonna do Alex Angelo, in which we featured him a couple weeks ago because he had this Quarantine and Me song that was really 80s fun.
It's adorable. And he's legit. He's just starting his career, and I think, we're going to get a former relationship with him now. So when he's really big and famous.
Yeah. I mean, he's one of my buddy's sons.
Yeah.
Actually, he lives in Ohio. So
he's really good.
He is good. And so there will be a little virtual happy hour.
He's going to perform.
Yeah. He's only 19, but he's fine with the whole happy hour.
Well, you can have a non-alcoholic beverage.
He can.
And still cheers.
Sure. Absolutely.
I put a little lead in mine. But.
So, yeah. Mama's got her juice.
Mama got her juice.
So, yeah, you can see that this afternoon around 6 on Facebook Live at 99.7DJX. So that'll be fun.
I did test it yesterday. I clicked on the link. Mm-hmm. I pretended like I was him. Mm-hmm. Everything seemed to be in working order.
Nice.
So fingers crossed, everything. Yeah. I'm taking the laptop into the bar area.
Yeah.
Set it up.
Yeah.
Gonna do a little clicky clicky, and then boom, we're gonna have a little program.
And boom, look at that.
Boom.
Just
in
like that.
Theory, it's just gonna be clicky clicky. There you are.
All right, perfect. So
it's gonna be amazing.
Yeah, and so we think the quality is gonna be so much better than the Instagram, which no fault of Instagram. It's just there yet.
Yeah. You know, so and then anyone can just join and comment, all that stuff. Join the party. We can see your comments, all that.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a lot of fun.
So that'll be this afternoon right around 6 on Facebook and actually on YouTube at 99.7DJX as well. So,
but it's going to be a test run as well. So just keep in mind if anything goes slightly awry.
This is similar to when Kelly had no idea how to drive a standard transmission car when she bought a standard transmission car and learned as she was leaving the dealership.
It did stall a couple times.
Yeah, so
that's all I'm saying.
So I'm just going to equate maybe this to that.
Well,
is that similar?
I'll say that my biggest fear is that they suggest that you plug into an Ethernet. And I'm not going to have that ability.
I think you'll be fine.
I'm going to go off Wi-Fi. So,
Kelly, I think you'll be fine.
But we've got a booster. We've got strong Wi-Fi in the house. I feel like it's going to be fine.
You'll be fine.
It's going to be fine.
That's this afternoon around 6. Alex Angelo is the featured artist for our little happy hours.
He's delightful.
Which we've kind of... This has become kind of a thing. The
this
virtual
is like,
happy hours.
We've been doing this for like a straight month.
Yeah.
And it's been fun. Yeah. It's been really cool. We've had a lot of great artists. So, and Alex is really fun because he ends up, he has like a little show called like Robe Talk,
mm-hmm.
where
he's
like,
in a robe.
He's in a robe, yeah. And his guests are in robes. And then he also like DJs on his channels every week. So he's gonna be fun.
Yeah,
so check it out. If you don't know of him, he's awesome.
Yeah. And the best part about it, it's free.
Exactly.
I mean, it's free. It's like a lounge that we would normally have you win tickets in to get. But since we're not doing the whole ticket thing, it's free.
Live local entertainment.
There you go. That is this afternoon, 6 o'clock, Facebook at 99.7DJX. All right, coming up next, it's when feel-good stories attack.
Maybe a little.
The best of intentions.
Sure.
Virtual museums. Great thing.
DJ X.
All right, you feel good? Do them every hour here throughout the morning. Kelly K.
Listen, we've all been staying at home for quite some time now, right?
Yeah,
you might be running out of activities to keep people entertained, mm-hmm. things to do at home. Got a little virtual trip you can take.
Okay.
To Japan.
Okay.
There's a museum dedicated to all things poop. It's the Poop Museum.
And this is in Japan?
Yep. It's called the Unco Museum, which is literally Poo Museum, and it's proven to be so successful in the year that it's been open. It even slid into Tokyo afterwards, where it attracts lots of crowds of poo lovers until the pandemic obviously forced it to close its doors.
Right.
However, the internet has opened up a new portal for the public to appreciate the poo. Starting in May, select displays from the Museum of Poo will be available to view online as part of the country's Stay Home Week. So...
Huh.
You can take the kids to the museum virtually.
So I wonder if these museums are seeing a resurgence, because I've seen several museums offer up their
virtual tours.
For virtual tours.
Yeah.
Like I think the Fraser has even done that locally, but like the Chicago Museum of Art has done that.
Yeah, the ones
in
New York.
If that penis museum in Norway was doing it.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
Remember that one?
That one
that has a display of all the different like animal and human things.
I forgot about that one.
What if that one's a virtual one?
Maybe we'll look it up. You want me to look it up right now?
Could you?
Okay,
for
so
me? I don't even know what you Google search, but
is that museum?
Is that museum? Was it in, it's in Norway, right?
Enos is in Norway. Open for virtual tours.
Yeah. So we already know that the Poop Museum in Japan is.
I know the name of it now. It's the Icelandic Phallological Museum.
Ah, yes. Okay.
Okay. It's temporarily closed as of the 24th of March.
Oh,
the web shop is still open.
Oh, so you can still get merch.
You can also look us up on Facebook under Penis Museum for all the updates.
Ah, okay.
All right. All right. I'm going to go to that page and hit like. Wow.
Wait.
There's a lot of things.
Was this a feel good?
Yeah.
Is that
I
what
think
you would
so.
Categorize
yeah,
this as?
It's a feel good. It's a feel good because it's culture.
Culture.
Museum visit.
And art.
It's something you can do.
Right.
While you're still hanging out at home.
Okay.
Take a virtual tour. You're taking a trip to Japan.
Wow. I know.
Right?
So, this is so great. Text message from Roxanne here, 502-571-9970. Says, note to self, turn radio down when talking to boss.
What happened? What did we say? What happened? Oh, what happened?
You guys were talking about the penis and poo museums.
Oh, God.
And my boss died of laughter. I believe that was your feel good, was it not?
It was the feel good.
It was your feel good, was it not?
I was just saying here is an optional activity. If you're struggling to come up with new things to keep entertained at home, there's a museum exhibit.
There
and
is.
You can see online. It was
virtual
just in Japan.
Museum tour.
The Unco Museum.
Of the Poo Museum.
Which translates to Poo Museum.
Okay.
I haven't taken the trip personally.
Oh, okay.
I was just recommending it.
And then we were speculating and wondering if the Norwegian museum that celebrates the male anatomy.
The Icelandic phallological.
They offered the same virtual tour, which
yes.
We found out, no, they do not.
Icelandic phallological museum.
Okay.
No, right. But the gift shop is still open.
All right, so again, Roxanne, we apologize. Please pass along our apologies to your boss. Hopefully it wasn't too embarrassing, but you know. When this information has to be said, we can't wait. We can't give you warnings. We just have to say it. Yeah, and she follows up with another text that says, Kelly, Google Penis Park, South Korea.
What?
LOL.
Roxanne? Seriously? What is it?
She's encouraging us.
Oh, there it
Park,
is.
South Korea.
Oh, somebody's already looked at Oh, hey, Haesedang Park? Oh, wow.
There are a bunch of structures Ooh. There.
Yeah, it's like Stonehenge.
But for wieners.
But with...
wow.
Wow. Right. There's a giant gold one surrounded by beautiful
and
flowers.
And this is just and set cast in a beautiful landscape.
Oh,
of
yeah.
South Korea.
I mean, seriously, the landscape is gorgeous.
All
it's
right.
Like, wow, but there's a lot of them.
I bet you didn't
there's
know
a lot
that
of them.
You would be learning so much about museums and...
I'm taking a dang trip around the world.
Parks. In the world.
It's like another wonder of the world right there.
There you go.
Haesedang Park.
All right, so there you go. That is your feel-good question mark.
Oh, I accidentally zoomed in.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, so on the way, setting the bar, is a Florida story. And we'll just say this Florida doctor, I don't think has got a license.
Oh, okay, someone practicing medicine without finishing the school?
Maybe.
All right.
And we've got another hometown hero delivery this afternoon. We are going to be teaming up with Salsaritas and delivering some free lunch for this caregiver and their crew. So pretty cool there to be able to provide lunch for all the hometown heroes here in the area. And... we're also helping out the food industry too.
Oh yeah,
because we're not asking them to donate any of this food.
No, we're buying it.
Yeah, we're buying it ourselves. So that's pretty cool. Hometown heroes here. Another one here today on 99.7 DJX, and I'll go ahead and say because she knows.
She knows.
Yeah, it's Jennifer. Jennifer Hong is a medical laboratory professional. There. At the Louisville Metro Public Health and Wellness Laboratory.
Awesome.
So doing some lab work there and helping testing COVID-19 samples. So,
oh, wow.
Kind of crazy. Yeah, the picture of her in her getup makes it look like she's in like a dang spacesuit.
Yeah, she does. That is a serious hazmat suit right there.
Yeah, so enjoy some complimentary Salsaritas and some drinks and stuff like that. And
awesome.
If you want to nominate... Hometown hero, you can as well, WDJX.com. Just click on win, and you can peruse the gallery of all the heroes that have been nominated, but you can nominate your own there. Like I said, WDJX.com. Okay, On the way, Florida story inside of the bar.
It's a twofer.
Yep. Coming up after Senorita, which just passed 1 billion views on YouTube.
You guys are sassy.
Every morning we give you Setting the Bar stories, which help you identify people who are failing at life, just so you can look at your own and say, at least I'm not doing that.
Bad life choices.
Yeah.
Yes.
This also a Florida story, kind of been floating out there for a while, just kind of resurfaced. I don't know how we missed it the first time, but if you can manage to make it through the day without performing your own medical procedure in your home when you're not a trained surgeon, you're doing okay.
Why? How? What? What's happening? Ouch.
Gary.
This man arrested in a botched castration.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so...
Oh, wow.
It wasn't on him either.
Oh, okay. Well, wow.
And why was 74-year-old Gary Van Ryswyk doing a castration to be...
Yeah, why were you doing that, Gary?
Who is he castrating?
Begin with, Highlands County deputies say he met the victim on the dark web.
Yeah, on the dark web. For people who have those sort of fetishes. So he said...
So the person knew the patient? We'll call him patient.
Yep.
The patient knew what they were walking into?
Yep.
With Gary Dr. Gary?
Yeah, why don't you come on here and sit on my couch here? Because then you're like, well, okay, what happened? How did police get involved? Well, police wound up allegedly checking on a canceled 911 call near his house.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah. And answered.
So just by coincidence.
So Gary answered the door, told the deputy, well, he just performed a castration. And there was a container which held a couple of the parts there that had recently been much closer to the victim.
Oh, wow.
The victim taken to the hospital, later flown to a medical center and was in stable condition. And
do you think, like, neighbors picked up on the fact that the patient wasn't happy with how the procedure was going?
I don't know, but the deputy said, this one is a little, let's just say, sensitive. You could even say, it's kind of nuts.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, wow. They got jokes.
Yeah. Gary, the Florida doctor, he is an example of what not to do. Okay?
Oh, I don't think that man has ever been to medical school.
Let's save that for the professionals.
Okay.
You can manage to make it through the day without performing your own medical procedures in your home when you're not a trained surgeon like Gary was.
We're going to choose to think he had the best of intentions, though.
Yeah, you're doing okay.
All right, Gary.
There you go, Florida.
Dr. Gary.
Making the show on 99.7 DJX. All right, you feel good. Every hour we do these stories to just show you that there are good things happening in the world.
Do you know what it is? Do you know what today is? Do you know what today is? Today is May. Do you know what that means? It means free donut Fridays! We're standing and dunking!
Free donut Fridays?
Oh, yeah!
Is that what you said?
Free donut Fridays! They're extending it through May! That means free donut!
That means free!
Yeah!
All right.
Doesn't it make you want to just jump up and down for joy?
For joy,
doesn't
even.
Doesn't that make everything better?
Everything better.
I mean, anything that you were upset about? Poof, magically disappears.
A donut cures all.
Free donut.
So what do you got to do to get them?
I don't know. Just go to Dunkin'. Like,
I just read the headline. I don't know.
Call Dunkin'. Dunkin' Donuts. Say, hey, I heard Ben and Kelly talk about your free donuts on Fridays program. What's that about?
We would like to inquire more about that. Thank you.
We would like more details on that.
All right.
So, yeah.
I can be down with some free donuts.
Yes. I would. Hey. Do they deliver?
I wonder if that Dunkin' that's right up the street from us here downtown is still open.
And listens to the show.
I
know, that's a real big stretch.
That's a stretch.
Yeah.
Kelly.
But I'm just going to toss it out there.
All right, so there you go. I mean, that would be better than my really, really ripe banana that I have.
Looks like that is past its prime.
Yeah, I'll still eat it.
Okay.
It's one of those that you can kind of... You can.
It's real bruised.
Yeah, you can. It's not bruised. It's just ripe.
Well, it's.
It's not bruised. It's ripe.
Right.
There's a difference.
Okay.
You can touch it and it kind of like squishes.
Ew.
Makes a little noise.
Wow. If my banana's making noise, I'm not eating it.
All right. What are we talking about? Free donuts.
Free donuts!
All right, there you go. Free donuts!
Yeah!
Halsey 99.7 DJX, she released with Marshmello a new song last night at midnight called be kind. We'll give you a little taster, if you will. A little dip the toe and be kind.
Wanna believe that you don't have a bad bone in your body. But the bruises on your ego make it go wow, 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 yeah. Wanna believe that even when you're stone cold, you're sorry. Tell me why you gotta be so out of your mind.
There you go.
I like it.
A little Halsey and Marshmello there called Be Kind.
It's the Halsey playbook.
Yeah, kind of the playbook of Halsey.
Salty at her. I treated you well, and why aren't you treating me well?
Yeah.
Kind of playbook.
So you'll hear that on 99.7 DJX starting today here on
99.7 DJX.
In other pop female news.
Yeah.
Another pop star is in the news, and this because she nonchalantly... on Wednesday, dropped an Instagram video where she's kind of doing a workout. You know, but the first 15 seconds of this are what I want to highlight and what everybody has kind of drawn attention to.
Uh-huh.
And that's Britney Spears jumping on her Instagram to show like how she's keeping fit in quarantine.
Okay.
And of course, she has a home gym.
Sure.
But I want to highlight the first. I'm not even going to say 50. I'm going to say the first 10 seconds.
First 10 seconds.
Of her Instagram.
Okay.
Hi, guys. I'm in my gym right now. I haven't been in here for like 6 months because I burnt my gym down.
Sorry, back the truck up. Did she just say she's an arsonist? What happened? Is Britney the arsonist?
Britney said in the first 6 seconds of her Instagram video, "Hey, guys, I haven't been in my gym for about 6 months because I burnt it down."
What happened, Brit?
Hi, guys. I'm in my gym right now. I haven't been in here for like 6 months because I burnt my gym down, unfortunately. I had 2 candles and...
Couple candles incident. Couple candles.
Yeah.
Needs this fresh scent there while she's working out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. One thing led to another and I burned it down. So I'm in here and I only have 2 pieces of equipment left.
Okay. So then she's like, okay, I've only got 2 pieces of equipment left. So we're going to use that. So, and then she gets into her little workout.
Hang on. I'm going to put my fire investigator hat on. How do we go from a couple candles to one thing leads to another to it burnt all down?
I know she said in one thing.
What happened?
The gap between a couple candles and one thing leads to another to burning her entire home gym down.
We're missing some steps.
Brittany, you're going to have to explain a little bit more for us.
Because I feel as though there's probably ample time. If it's just a couple candles, something gets knocked over, you ride it side up and you put it out real quick. You pat, something.
I feel like a couple candles, they have tiny flames.
Tiny flames. And like not enough to burn an entire home gym down.
And don't gym floors, and it looks like, as her Instagram video shows, rubber flooring on the gym?
I have questions.
There are a lot of questions.
I wonder if the fire department or investigators had questions for her, too.
So, oops, yeah, Britney burnt down her gym again.
Oops, I did it again.
Hi, guys, I'm in my gym right now. I haven't been in here for like 6 months because I burnt my gym down, unfortunately.
She's so nonchalant.
She... is a trip.
Thing.
She is a trip.
I like one thing led to another, burn it down.
And then a couple kills, one thing led to another, burn it down, yada, yada, yada.
Britney thing to do.
Moving on, let me show you my ab workout.
Okay. What happened?
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Lot of things to unpack there.
Yeah.
All right. Family secrets on the way.
At this point, I'm afraid that I won't be able to sleep without them.
Mm, okay.
Wow.
Well, if he's diving into the Ben and Kelly show, you know that them, in quotes, is something that we're going to find out.
Oh, you didn't know what them is.
Yeah, we will. We'll find out.
Let's look at them.
So do you see that even though, you know, today was supposed to be Oaks Day and tomorrow obviously supposed to be Derby, Churchill Downs does have a date where they're going to open up for spring meet, and that's May 16th. Now, it's not going to be with a crowd or spectators.
Nope.
But they're at least going to run the horses. And
you can sit at your house and just think about the ponies running around.
You can drink.
Have a beverage.
You can drink your juleps and you can bet on.
Yeah, place your bets.
I was going to say off-track betting.
There you go.
Right there through ChurchillDowns.com.
Put a hat on.
And do your thing. Out. Do your thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm telling you, like, I want to say, not only because I'm wanting to do it, but I feel like there are others that are going to throw their own Oaks parties and their own Derby parties today.
Virtually.
Today and tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
And, like, you know, decorate and maybe even get dressed up or whatever. And who knows, have a little cheers virtually like we all have been being forced to do. So
yes, but and we're not going to let the fact that the weather seems like it's going to be super great for today and tomorrow get us upset, especially since last year was a torrential downpour.
Yeah, we tweeted the photo that was last year Oaks.
Yeah,
at Ben and Kelly show.
Where it was kind of miserable.
Where you can see just the look on Kelly and myself and Kat at the time. Our faces were just like, yeah. This is just a monsoon.
Yeah.
I would take that, though, to have an Oaks rather than just be sitting here going, oh, well.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. See, I'm a fair weather
fan. I know. You're a big fair weather fan of everything.
Of all of that.
Of everything. Because, I mean,
yes.
I don't
like to be out in torrential downpours. It's not fun for me. Like, that is not like, I'm like, yay, no.
What if Ryan Reynolds was the Grand Marshal? Or did the call to the post?
I'd like to see that. And you want me to stand out in the torrential downpour
yes.
and see Ryan Reynolds be the... Mm. See, listen, if I
wow.
get the chance
okay.
to meet Mr. Ryan Reynolds,
wow.
I want to try to look cute. And being a drenched puppy
okay.
is not how I want to meet Mr. Okay. Ryan Reynolds. I'm going to be like, I'm going to let you do your thing.
Okay.
We're going to meet somewhere where it's inside and dry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what I'm going to do.
So you're even adding conditions to the whole Ryan Reynolds
what
thing.
What I'm saying
now.
Is I need to look as cute as I can.
Gotcha.
And
so
drenched
anyways,
is not it.
May 16th, the spring meet will open for Churchill Downs and horse racing here in the state of Kentucky. So.
All right.
All right. Coming up next, it's your family secret. You know, you use us as a forum to just get it off your chest. And we get that. We like that about you.
Yeah.
We like that about you.
Sure.
Yeah.
Gives us something to talk about.
Right. All right. Family secret where you can either, you know, leave us a voice note. If you don't want to actually face us in person.
Or talk to us.
Yeah, in person, I guess. Or you can just give us a call or message us. We'll get a hold of you. But anyways, it's a good forum to just kind of get it off your chest.
Yeah, just purge your system of it.
Yeah, go ahead.
I still sleep with a baby blanket that I've actually had all my life.
Okay, I mean, that's not too bad, right?
That's cute.
How old is he?
That feels good to say it.
Yeah.
And the same pillow since I was a kid.
Oh, so now, okay. So,
same pillow? Same blankie.
Blankie and pillow since he was a kid.
And right. At this point, I'm afraid that I won't be able to sleep without them.
Uh-huh.
So it's just become
right
a part of me.
Oh.
And it just feels really good to tell you guys.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, thank you.
That's kind of sweet and cute and adorable, and he sounds kind of hot. So I feel like I forget him.
So you are going and you are doing the first spend the night at a guy's house.
And then you discover that.
And he drops that on you, where you first notice the blankie, because obviously the blankie would be the thing that you notice first, because
it
probably
looks
not
like
the,
a kid's blankie.
And you're like, oh, what's that? And he's like, oh, well, you know what? I've had that, you know, since I was a kid. And then he drops the, oh, and this is also the same pillow that I've had since I was a kid. Are we looking at a scale of hotness to crazy factor
sure.
again?
I think that's going to come into play.
Or is that a hotness to sweetness factor?
Well, here's my question, though. I mean, it could be the same pillow, but I'm choosing to think he's changed the pillowcase over the years.
Yeah.
I
have to think he probably has, too.
Which would make it less obvious unless it's like a turtle-shaped pillow. Or something.
Yeah.
Or
like one of those like Louisville
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle pillow.
Right. Or one of those like Louisville Cardinal ones that you like fold up and take with you.
Sure.
And then, yeah, you can. Yeah.
Yeah. Pillow pet.
Maybe, a pillow pet. That's
pillow
what I, you're
pet,
right. Right. That's what I was looking for.
Then, yeah, it'd uh-huh. probably be more obvious and you're going to have to explain that.
Okay. So you're still on board. You're still dipping your toe in the water.
Oh, yeah. If he's pretty hot, who cares?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you bundle up. All right. With the little blanket.
With the little blankie.
You stroke his hair and you tell him nice things.
Now, if he starts sucking his thumb.
That's maybe getting into deal breaker mode.
Okay. Do you have anything right now as an adult that you have like still in your bedroom from when you were a kid?
No. Not one thing.
Yeah, neither do I.
I mean, I have like a couple of baby dolls that I've saved, but they're in like a trunk, a keepsake area. Right, I've got like a baby quilt.
Like you don't get out and play with them.
No.
Okay.
No, there's a couple of my old dolls my daughter plays with.
All right.
But that's it. Yeah, no. Uh-uh. Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Sophie's hot. Doesn't matter. Did we decide that?
I don't
feel like we did.
I think we just determined and decided by the sound of his voice that he's hot.
Wish that we could have asked him to listen, send us a picture, and then we'll decide.
I know. We actually got a text message. Going to need a picture. Going to let you know if his hotness makes it worth it. Asking for a friend. Lisa texts in and says, no, the pillow is full of slobber and dead skin cells. He's nasty. Hotness level, not a factor.
Oh, wow.
All right. She's bowing out.
Okay.
As soon as he drops the... and by the way, that's the pillow that I slept on as a kid.
Yeah.
Lying on you. You're, all right, well, have fun sleeping alone.
Right. Okay. It's been a good run.
It's been a good run.
It's been a great half hour.
5 minutes, right.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right, there you go. That's Family Secret on 99.7 JX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, the trumpets mean only one thing, and
that is,
it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, where Kelly and I spar one another with dad jokes.
Jokes on jokes on jokes.
That's right. So the score is tied up 8-8. First person who laughs loses, and we roll into that. You ready, Kate? You ready? You ready? All right, it's You Laugh, You Lose on the way next on 99.7 JL. That sound you hear is the sound of when Kelly and I sling dad jokes back and forth to one another, and we call it You Laugh, You Lose. Score is tied up 8-8. Losers go first. Dad jokes first.
Wait, we got to show the little, we bedazzled the trophy just a little bit. You just added a little bit of...
Flair.
Flair.
All right.
Okay, so it makes it even a little bit more special, I feel like.
It is more special.
Yeah, and I want to hang on to it even more.
You laugh, you lose.
Okay, here we go.
Dad jokes. Losers go first. Here we go. Kelly.
Yeah.
You know SCUBA is an acronym for self-contained underwater breathing apparatus, right?
Yeah.
Did you know TUBA is also an acronym for terrible underwater breathing apparatus?
That's true. Wouldn't want to try that.
No.
Okay. Good note.
You laugh, you lose.
All right. True statement. Here we go.
Thank you.
You know, I used to like my neighbors.
Yeah.
Until they put a password on their Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Isn't that a bummer?
I get that.
Yeah.
I get that. I'll tell you a coronavirus joke now.
Okay.
But you'll have to wait a couple weeks to see if you get it.
Good one.
Thanks.
Yeah. Topical.
Thanks.
You know, after Monday and Tuesday, even the calendar says WTF.
Yeah, that's true. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I switched out my bed for a trampoline.
You did?
I did. Let me tell you. My wife nearly hit the roof when she found out.
Bouncy. That's fun.
And how?
You know, a computer once beat me at chess.
Really?
But it was no match for kickboxing.
Oh, you kind of botched the punchline there. Yeah, just a little bit. All right.
Yeah.
I felt like you had a contender there.
I did.
You botched the...
Yeah. I was trying to...
Punchline.
I know. Put emotions in it.
You're doing too much with your hands there.
Yeah.
Too much with your hands. Yeah. You know... My wife is really mad that I have no sense of directions.
Uh-huh.
So I packed up my stuff and write.
Yeah. Clearly.
Instead of left.
Got it.
No direction.
No direction.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, what do you call a sheep with no legs?
What?
A cloud.
Oh, because of the way they look.
Fluffy.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Sure. I got it. What is ET short for?
What is ET short for?
Because he has little legs.
Yeah, he does. Long neck, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can extend that.
It's technical.
You know, people say I'm condescending.
Mm-hmm.
That means I talk down to people.
I don't get it.
Okay, I'll explain it later.
Okay. Did you hear about the erotic novel?
I didn't hear about it.
featuring Tony the Tiger.
Didn't hear about that one.
It's called 50 Shades of Great.
Sounds awesome. I'll have to read that.
Careful.
Whenever you get mad, just think of a T-Rex trying to dance ballet.
Oh, with its little arms?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was kind of a fun picture to paint in your mind.
It's more of a visualizing joke.
It was a visualizing joke.
Set up punchline
kind
of joke.
Yeah, yeah, it was more of a visualizing joke.
I got it. Hey, what do you call karate for amputees?
What do you call karate for amputees?
Partial art.
Yeah. It'd be difficult. Why is diarrhea hereditary?
Why?
It runs in your genes. G-E-N-E-S. I'm starting to go down the path. I'm going down the path. I'm now pulling out my Ben jokes.
Thank you.
Just FYI.
Thank you.
Just a warning.
Okay. You laugh, you lose. What is Whitney Houston's favorite type of coordination?
What is Whitney Houston's favorite type of...
Hand eye!
Wow. You are red in the face.
That took a lot out of me.
It did. You okay?
Yeah.
It was magical.
Thank you.
You really went for it on that one.
I did. I went for it, Kelly.
You did.
I went for it.
Hey, whoever said technology would replace all paper obviously hasn't tried wiping their butt with an iPad.
Doesn't work as well.
It's a Ben joke.
Thank you.
It's another Ben
joke. Thank you. What did Forrest Gump say in the Italian restaurant?
What did Forrest Gump say in the Italian restaurant?
I love you, Penne. I love you, Petty.
That's a Kelly joke. I appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
I appreciate it. That's good. I'm teetering.
I love you.
If 4 out of 5 people suffer from diarrhea,
yeah.
Does that mean that one enjoys it?
Okay. One's not suffering.
Are we counting my diarrhea jokes? Are we? Is there a tally? There's a couple.
I got another Forrest Gump joke for you.
Okay.
What is Forrest Gump's password?
What is Forrest Gump's password?
One, Forrest, one!
Of course it is. Of course it is. It makes sense.
Yeah, thanks.
Here's another Ben joke. What did the elephant ask the naked man?
What?
How do you breathe out of that thing?
Okay. You okay? You okay? You okay? You broke before I did!
I was gonna take myself out! Dang it!
That was good! To be fair, I almost got my own self on hand-eye coordination, the Whitney Houston joke. So there you go. Oh, wow, yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Yeah,
yeah, I like that. Fully sanitized and ready for action.
And bedazzled.
Bedazzled.
Okay.
You laugh, you lose, Supreme Victor.
Oh, wow.
Thank you for going out, because I think we were both headed for that at the same time.
Once I started going down the diarrhea joke path, there was really no coming back.
No coming back from that one.
Yeah.
All right, there you go.
All right.
You laugh, you lose.
Whatever.
Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Happy Oaks Day. Today going to be beautiful. 71, some clouds, but other than that, it's going to just be a nice, gorgeous day. Tomorrow, which would have been Derby Day, 80s, beautiful. So maybe a possibility of a thunderstorm north of the listening area, but other than that, hey. It'll be nice.
There's still some virtual Oaks and Derby events going on, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And, you know, the track itself is doing a virtual running of the Triple Crown winners. So that's kind of cool.
You can bet on that too, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
Derby delay. I know our buddy Joey Wagner is kind of throwing a virtual party with a bunch of stuff happening. So Some things to check out tomorrow for sure.
There are things. And plus, we're having a virtual happy hour tonight, 6 o'clock, again on the Facebooks at 99.7DJX with Alex Angelo, who is delightful. He's a new artist from up the road there in Ohio.
Yeah, that's right. And we featured him a few weeks ago with a little 80s-inspired pop song called Quarantine and Me, or
it's
Quarantine and You.
It's my favorite quarantine song.
Right, exactly. So he's going to perform a couple songs and just kind of hang out and be on Facebook at 99.7DJX. Should be pretty cool.
He's legit and he's fun, so check it out. Comment, join the party.
Yep. That is this afternoon about 6 o'clock on Facebook at 99.7DJX. Do this every single hour here. Kelly K.
So, as I mentioned, my stomach dropped to the floor when I was reading this story.
Okay.
Starts with Russell Meyer asking James Stratford to clean his truck. And said, hey, you know what? Just throw away anything that you find in there.
Throw away.
A few hours after James was done cleaning the truck, he got a phone call from Russell. Now, Russell owns several gas stations and convenience stores.
Mm-hmm.
And he told James that he lost about $20,000 in three bags he forgot was under the passenger seat that he needed to deposit for his businesses. This is the part where my stomach drops to the floor.
Oh, wow.
Like, could you imagine losing $20,000?
Oh, wow.
Like, this could sink his businesses. So Russell was able to find one bag in the dumpster near where they cleaned the truck, and James found the other two bags in the garbage can nearby where he typically dumps the trash. Got it all back.
Oh, wow.
I mean, wow.
I remember one time a long time ago, I left my wife's like wallet up on top of the roof of the car.
Oh, gosh.
And she had just gotten paid from a gig and had a bunch, like several hundred dollars worth of cash just in it.
Oh, dang.
And
wow.
Lost it.
Oh, gosh.
Now, we did get the wallet back. It turned up on at our doorstep, but it was her ID was in there, but everything else was gone.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
Oh, dang.
This is not nearly as bad as.
I was going to say, like, I was in feel good land. You got it back. Now you took us to feel bad land.
Sorry. I mean, we've recovered. That was several years ago.
Okay, well, that's
good. I mean, that was.
It's a cautionary tale.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Let's go back to Russell. Got his money back.
Russell!
Yay!
Russell's money.
That's a feel good.
Russell's money.
That's a feel good.
All right, there you go. Feel good. Do them every hour here throughout the morning on 99.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, and you can get the word roll, R-O-L-E, into the website at WDJX.com. Click win and be a part of the Kentuckiana Cash Relief. Opportunity for you to pick up $1,000 here today on 99.7 DJX. I know you didn't catch it, but last night was the Parks and Rec, kind of that reboot of the Parks and Rec. It was just one show. And this obviously was a sitcom that has been off the air now for several years, but it had Aziz Ansari. It had all sorts of different people, from Paul Rudd to Leslie Knope, played by her name's blanking on me. You're not helping me.
No, sorry. I mean, I don't know.
Amy Poehler. Then Nick Offerman as Ron Swanson. Chris Pratt was a part of it as well. Yeah. So anyways.
The whole episode surrounded Leslie trying to stay connected with the friends.
With everybody during social distancing.
Yeah.
Right. Opens with Chris Pratt as his character.
Hi, my name is Bobby Newport.
Yeah.
My friend Leslie Knope.
Sorry, I said Chris Pratt. I meant Paul Rudd.
Hi, okay. My name is Bobby Newport. My friend Leslie Knope asked me if I would read this message. Recently, the cast and writers of Parks and Recreation decided to reunite the cast and make a one-time special to raise money for people hurt by the coronas. Please visit the website
the coronas.
And give if you can. What is she talking about? Something going on? I haven't watched the news lately. What?
I mean, it's just funny. And then, Leslie Knope, a.k.a. Amy Poehler, had a conversation with Ron Swanson, a.k.a. Nick Offerman, virtually.
What are you doing? Are you in your cabin?
I am. I come up here to hunt meat so I don't have to go to the grocery store. I've built up about a 12-year supply of venison jerky. I can ship you some. You probably have to get your incisor teeth sharpened.
Ew, no. When you travel, are you practicing social distancing?
I've been practicing social distancing since I was 4 years old.
I mean, same, right? Same.
Yeah.
Yeah, so last night, and you said they have the entire episode now.
Yes, up, the entire right? episode is up. We've got it on our website, WDJX.com, if you want to watch it.
Yeah, good stuff there. So,
and it's a fundraiser for Feeding America.
Right.
So
right.
they're doing a link there. We've got it on the website as well. State Farm, Subaru, NBC Universal, and the writers, producers, and cast are all matching donations made through the 21st. They're trying to give up to $500,000 to Feeding America, which helps out food banks across the U.S.
Good stuff there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Parks and Rec, you can check that out. WDJX.com.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Every Friday, we roll into Facebook comments, dive into a post, and then the commenters on that post. Kelly and I act out everybody who's commenting on the thread. Bring it to life, if you will.
I'm going to be honest. This one was tough to get through because it starts with Helen. Helen's upset because she thinks she knows who stole her recipe years ago. Okay. This is church ladies fighting.
Yeah, this is...
This is church ladies
this
fighting.
This is born out of 8 years.
8 years of pent-up frustration and anger over a stolen recipe.
Yeah. And just three women who are commenting.
That's it.
Back and forth.
That's it.
Where it begins. Facebook Fight Theater coming up here in just a few. Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. You can get a hold of us if you see something maybe in your news feed that you click on the comments and you're like, oh, there's some people spouting back and forth. Why don't you screenshot it, send it to us. We bring it to life just by reading the people's comments who are commenting on the post.
Ben plays Helen. Helen's mad. Helen's mad because she thinks she knows who stole her broccoli casserole recipe 8 years ago.
Ah.
Okay. So then I'm going to play a double role of Karen and Carolyn. One of them is the perp.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And these are church ladies, guys.
All right.
Church so ladies fighting.
Let's dive in.
Acting out the drama you see on Facebook with
Facebook Fight Theater
on 99.7 DJX.
Carolyn, keep my name out of your stupid mouth.
Dang, Helen. What did Carolyn do?
She stole my broccoli casserole recipe 8 years ago and claimed it was hers.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
All okay, right, so there yeah. we are.
It's like plagiarizing right. a recipe. Right. That's not good.
Karen jumping back in there.
Dang, that was 8 years ago. Why bring it up now?
This quarantine has given me a chance to think, and I think that bitch stole my recipe.
Are you talking about Carolyn Jenkins? Isn't she a good Christian woman?
She's a rotten, recipe-stealing bitch. Be careful who your friends are, Karen.
Okay. All right, so it's got aggressive quick.
Maybe this was a big hit at a church social years ago, and she's salty because, all right.
All right, it's time to hear from the perp, Carolyn okay. herself.
Uh-huh.
The only thing I've ever stolen is the heart of our Lord.
Oh.
Okay. Amen.
Okay.
You should have stolen some wrinkle cream, you lizard-looking thief!
I'll Whoa. Pray for you, Helen. You dumpster fire of a woman.
Go ahead! Go ahead, you inbred Bible-thumping bimbo!
Ladies, please!
Helen, why don't I steal all of your recipes, roll them up, and jam them in some place that hasn't been used for years?
Oh, wow. Okay. It's getting aggressive here.
Oh, well.
No! Well, I don't know how they would fit up your husband's wazoo, but you can try.
Helen, I used to sing in choir with you.
Okay. All right, so Karen's coming, trying to change the subject or something.
Oh, if only we call what you did singing.
Uh-oh.
You are a rude, nasty woman. I hope you die alone.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Alone and rich. Go kick rocks. I'm done with this.
I'm a much better singer than I get credit for.
If I wanted to hear that noise again, I'd hit a kitten with a bath pipe. Good night, ladies.
Holy cow. Off come the gloves when the church ladies start fighting about broccoli casserole recipes.
Dude, they pray to the Lord with those mouths.
I think they probably
that is just,
do.
Oh, wow.
All right. That was, once again, Facebook Fight Theater.
She's mad.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Where do we go from there?
I don't know. We got to breathe it out.
How about, according to our show rundown sheet...
Uh-oh, what'd you put?
Gorilla songs...
Uh-oh.
...and gorilla farts.
There it is. Oh, we're going to the animal kingdom, kids. It's always fun.
I've said time and time again, we're an educational show. Just, you know, give us the forum and we'll teach and we'll learn together a lot of times. So there was this PBS nature series. They used an animatronic gorilla. Looked very lifelike, I guess, with a camera in its eyes.
Oh, wow.
So cameras were in place of where its eyes would go.
So we could see what the gorilla would see?
Yeah. So they put it in like a place there in Uganda to kind of spy on gorillas in their natural habitat.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So what they captured was fascinating.
They've caught our gorillas singing as they eat.
I mean, same. Oh, wow. Everybody kind of has their happy dance and like
I do my little shimmy happy
appreciation.
Dance.
The first time this phenomenon has ever been recorded among wild mountain gorillas.
Yeah, so these gorillas are just singing during their eating their food.
They not only sing for their supper.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so
yeah, what else?
So yeah, so that they're just singing, they're having a good time, you know, stuff like that. But yeah, they not only caught the audio of these mountain gorillas singing.
Consuming 20 kilos a day is bound to have consequences.
Oh, yeah, what goes in must come out.
That's a gorilla fart.
Oh, wow.
That's a gorilla fart right there.
Oh, that was a lot.
Okay. Listen.
Wow. So they feel comfortable next to their new robot gorilla friend.
Yeah. So yeah. This literally captured these sounds for the first time, I think, in the wild.
Wow.
Which is pretty fantastic. I've got 20 more seconds of gorilla farts.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah.
They live in a semi-permanent state of flatulence.
Had hang time.
It did.
Just a little. One more.
Oh, I'm so glad they included that in the documentary.
Yeah,
that's
I didn't
great.
Know if you woke up this morning thinking, you know what, I'm missing in my life the sound of gorillas in their natural habitat, not only singing while eating their food, but then farting.
Here's my question. Did they make the animatronic gorilla male or female? Because here's my other line of thinking. What if one of the gorillas thinks the animatronic gorilla's kind of attractive?
Yeah, no, I get that.
And tries to put the moves on him. I mean, they could capture some real interesting stuff on the camera.
Wow.
Ow.
I mean, I'm not even mad. That's impressive.
Oh. Nature foods. Give me gas.
Nature friends is a magical, wonderful place.
It's
and
gassy.
Again, I didn't think that we were going to get to hear the magical song of gorillas in the wild singing.
That was a lot of learning.
And farting.
Yeah.
But here we are. Feel good. Do them every single hour here throughout the morning. Brought to you by Campbellsville University. Kelly K.
So this is amazing. A business owner in Ohio made $1.6 million in the stock market in 8 days.
Wow.
And he decided to do something pretty special with it. So Larry Connor is the CEO and founder of the Connor Group, which operates higher-end apartments in 14 markets. He has about 400 employees that he is going to split the $1.6 million amongst.
Oh, wow.
And he made a video telling them about what he was doing.
I'm taking the entire $1.6 million and dividing up amongst all of you.
Wow.
In my view, this is not a gift. You've earned it.
Oh, my God.
So again, I want to thank each and every one of you for staying in the game and doing your part.
Thank you.
Thanks to you, we will move through this adversity.
Okay, hold on, I'm speechless.
And turmoil.
That means the world to me. Like, I feel like there's so much I can do. I can, like, help my family out.
Nice. Isn't that amazing? So they were all video calls, so you can see their reactions, and it's pretty incredible. So the bonuses range from $2,000 to $9,000, and they're going to be paid to all non-highly compensated associates who started with the company before March 1st.
Look at that.
So we'll tweet out that story so you can see the video. The video is pretty neat. Seeing their faces when they find that out is pretty incredible, and kudos to him for being a fantastic example of how to be a business owner, caring about his people, putting them first.
There you go.
At Ben and Kelly Show.
You're a big fan of Jeopardy, right?
Yeah, we watch every night.
Yeah, you see, well, then you saw, obviously, the contestant get roasted after mistaking. Well, I'm sorry. Before I even set it up, let me just let it play out.
Play the question?
Yeah, play the question. Yeah.
Let's play.
As the recipient of the 2018 Icon Award, she took control and took to the stage in her first live TV performance in nearly a decade.
Okay.
Janet Jackson. I mean, you know that. I know that. It's the Billboard Music Awards. That's the category. Now, here's the thing. They even play a clip. You can see her.
Yeah.
It's Janet Jackson.
Okay.
It's Janet Jackson.
All right.
Who is Janet Jackson?
Okay, so we can all agree that that's the answer.
All right.
Alwyn. Who is Ariana Grande? No.
I'm sorry. Back the truck up. What just happened? What did he say? Did he just confuse Ariana Grande and Janet Jackson?
He did.
Alwyn, who is Ariana Grande?
At this point, you kick him off the show.
That is not right.
Alex, you kindly ask him to leave the show at that point. No. You can't be here anymore.
Pack your bags.
Bye-bye.
Your time is done.
It was a good run. But no, bye-bye. I threw things at the TV.
You know, here's the thing. I get, you know, like, we say every single week with Can't Beat Kelly, it's a lot different listening to it go down than actually sitting in the hot seat and having to come up with those
with the pressure
answers off the top of your head.
Now,
but
it maybe, and I don't know how far away he was from the little monitor that he got to see, because you know it's full screen in our TV and stuff.
Absolutely.
Janet was wearing the Ariana Grande ponytail. She was sporting the same hairstyle that Ariana does, kind of wearing an outfit similar, but the music and her dance moves should have told him that it's Janet Jackson! And listen, the Arianators, they were upset.
They
were throwing lots of shade.
Obviously, sure. So, anyways, Jeopardy, it's fun seeing, you know, when people mess up on that big stage. Just, you know, we can chuckle at ourselves.
It is not often that I feel like a genius watching that show.
Never.
I felt like a genius because I got it instantaneously, even before Alex finished answering the question, before they even like showed the clip. I'm like, who is Janet Jackson?
Yeah,
it's easy.
Yeah,
we got this.
So if
we don't got this,
do we have that posted?
Oh yeah.
Okay,
it's up on the website.
All right, WDJX.com. You can see. You know, here locally, the mayor had the basketball courts, the hoops taken down at the basketball courts to prevent people from gathering and participating.
We can't be doing that.
Right, in non-socially distant activities there at parks. That is a little bit different than an approach taken there in Sweden. This university town of Lund dumped a bunch of chicken poop in the park.
Oh, wow.
To keep people from gathering there.
That is a little bit more aggressive.
A little bit.
That's a little bit more of an aggressive move.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, so they did say, now we get the opportunity to fertilize the lawns, and at the same time, it will stink so bad that
you don't want to go anywhere near it.
Exactly.
Genius.
So it's
two birds, one stone.
In their mind, it's a win-win.
Sure.
So again, I'm going to just take the, all right, you know, removing the basketball hoops. That's a less aggressive approach than
it is
the city of Lund there in Sweden.
They went hardcore.
They did.
You know what they did, though? They just repurposed. They repurposed that. I mean, where else were you going to put it? Where did they normally put it?
Let me tell you from personal experience.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because you used to have like 17 chicks.
Chickens poop all the time.
Oh.
And they, I mean, all the time.
Is that a special smell?
It's
on a pungent scale.
It's not pungent, but it has a scent.
Okay.
It has a scent.
All right. Okay.
Wow, that just took me back.
I know, right?
It just took me back.
Remember the one time you were a chicken farmer?
I know.
In suburbia?
It happened.
That was a lot.
I need this kind of energy today. The energy of Britney Spears casually mentioning the fact before she launches into a workout video on Instagram. Well, I'll let her say it.
Hi guys, I'm in my gym right now. I haven't been in here for like 6 months because I burnt my gym down, unfortunately.
Hang on, back to the truck up. Britt, did she just admit to being an arsonist? What happened?
Yeah, I need that kind of energy where I can just be casually mentioning the fact that I burnt my home gym down a few months ago. Oh, but here's my ab workout.
Oh, that level, that is so Britney.
That level of not caring is on another level with Britney. Yeah, let's find out why.
I had two candles and one thing led to another and I burned it down.
Hang on. I have more questions.
Yeah, she jumped a lot of steps there.
We missed a lot of steps in between two candles and burning the entire thing down. What happens to where she just do like an aggressive roundhouse kick, knocked it down or something, didn't notice, and let it burn for a while? I don't understand how we didn't like find out about the tipped over candle before everything burnt to the ground.
And Kelly, remember, if you're watching the Instagram video, her gym that she's in has a rubber mat too. So I don't know if these candles that she had, which probably have a small flame.
They have a small.
You've burned a candle before,
small
right?
Small flame. Like seems to me like she could have sprung into action quickly enough to prevent the entire thing from burning to the ground.
I wonder what Britney was preoccupied with in her home gym.
Okay.
Where she's burning candles.
Working on her fitness.
Maybe.
So, I'm in here and I only have two pieces of equipment left.
Okay,
only two pieces survived?
So she's like, so anyways, here's my workout.
Oh, so here's what you can do with two pieces. You don't need a lot.
Yeah, that's the kind of
energy. And a two, and a three.
That's the kind of energy I need today. Wow. Just the level of not caring where I can just nonchalantly drop the fact that, oh yeah, I burnt my home gym down. But here's my ab workout.
Hi guys, I'm in my gym right now. I haven't been in here for like 6 months because I burnt my gym down, unfortunately.
This is so Britney.
There you go.
Did the investigators have questions?
I'm sure they
did. I have questions.
You can see the video. We got it posted. WDJX.com.
I have questions.
Kind of in that same vein, feel-good stories. We do those every single hour. Brought to you by Campbellsville University. Kelly K.
So just got a message from Jason Betts, his son. Bryson is a Radiothon kid. We've shared his story the past couple of years. His school did something pretty special for him. Amanda, his mom, shared it on her Facebook. She said, this is reason 981 I love our school. On Monday morning on the Zoom call, Bryson shared with his teacher and classmates that we celebrated his one-year surgiversary.
Surgiversary.
Yep, she made up that word. It's 1 year since he had his last brain surgery.
Oh, okay.
He had a tumor. His sweet teacher coordinated all of her classes to wear red for Bryson and reminded them that even through quarantine and COVID-19, they are hashtag Bryson strong.
Nice.
She said if he can get through what he endured a year ago, then we can all get through this difficult time too. So Bryson recovered from not one but two brain surgeries.
Wow.
And two long-term stays in the ICU, and he's doing great because he is hashtag Bryson strong.
Yep.
And she shared a lot of screenshots of the Zoom call with all the kids wearing red and holding up letters that spell out Bryson strong. It's fantastic. We'll tweet that out. Thanks to Jason for sharing that with us. And it's just neat to see local schools supporting their kids. He goes to Ascension Catholic, by the way. So shout out to their teacher. Looks like Miss Shell. Mrs. Shell is the teacher out there. So,
all right.
That's awesome.
Good stuff.
Bryson strong.
There you are.
Congratulations on your surgiversary.
And that is your feel good. Do them every hour here throughout the morning. Brought to you by Campbellsville University. Kelly, I'm going to play for you two sounds, okay?
Okay.
I want you to tell me if you can identify which one it is, okay?
I always get nervous during your guess the sound games. Get a little nervous.
My spontaneous guess the sound?
Spontaneous guess, like with no warning, spontaneous guess the sound games.
Okay, so, can you tell me what animal made this noise?
Oh, here we go.
Okay.
That is what I think it is, right? Like, there's no mistake in that's a long animal fart?
Yes. Okay. What animal?
Can I have some choices?
Oh, okay. Is it a deer?
Uh-huh.
Is it a gorilla?
Uh-huh.
Or is it a panda?
Okay. Well, we already covered deer farts on the show, so I'm going to scratch that one out. I'm going to go with gorilla. It sounds pretty girthy.
Ah, yes. Gorilla is correct.
Oh, great. Oh, great.
And thanks to a PBS special and an animatronic gorilla capturing these wonderful moments. We now have these audio sounds.
Wait a second. They made a robot gorilla, sent him into the forest to live with the other gorillas, and they didn't notice? They just welcomed him into the family?
Yeah, and they sang while they ate, and they farted, and just had a good old time. Do you want one more round of guess the sound?
I don't want it, but you're going to give it to me anyway, aren't you?
Guess what animal made this noise?
Are we staying with gorilla? Is that more gorilla farts?
Same choices, gorilla, deer, or panda bear.
That's gorilla.
That is actually a deer.
That's a deer?
That's
Wait a second.
The deer.
Now you're whipping out how many animal farts do you have saved in the audio archives? Do you have a library of animal farts now?
I mean, I've gone dog, I've gone deer, and now today... gorilla.
Okay, wait a second. Let's go back and forth again. Let's compare the gorilla and the deer.
All right. So, again, gorilla.
Yeah. That's kind of wet. What is he eating that's causing that much gas?
I mean, obviously some flatulent sort of food there. Yeah.
It's well, salad makes you gas.
Kind of girthy, hang time, a little bit of wetness there.
Okay. And now the deer.
And the deer. Okay. Hey. It had the wetness factor.
Very similar.
It had a bit of girth, but it didn't have the hang time.
No, it didn't.
That the gorilla had.
Okay. All right. What exactly are we doing on this show right now?
Playing animal farts.
Okay.
I mean, it's nature, my friends.
Oh, my God.
It's nature.
Oh, my God. When I thought about how my life was going to turn out, never in my wildest dreams.
Okay.
Never.
Do you want me to roll with dog now? Because I got those.
Oh, you got. Oh, wow.
If we wanted to stay in the animal fart kingdom, can I?
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Look at our life. Look at our choices.
You don't have any more, right?
Now, right now, I have a small but growing collection of animal fart noises. Gorilla, deer, and dog are all I have.
So. It's tiny but violent.
So there you go. That is your guess the animal that made this sound game.
Okay.
Kelly was 1 for 2.
Oh, great. All right.
I really like this bonus hour.
That's great.
Bonus hour really works
for me.
There
are no rules.
99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Whatever you missed on the show, you can always grab on the podcast, okay? You can catch up on the entire show. Maybe you missed a segment and you just want to catch up on that. You can just go to WDGX.com, click listen, and they're all right there for you, all right? Entire show, segments, all that. Want to draw your attention a little bit later on this afternoon. We're going to do another happy hour, virtual happy hour on Facebook this time at 99.7 DJX.
Yeah, 6 o'clock. We're going to be using a new streaming platform that I'll be honest, this is going to be kind of a test drive for me because I'll be engineering it.
All you need to know is that it's on Facebook.
It's on Facebook.
Yeah.
But behind the scenes, using something a little bit different. I'm sure it's going to go smoothly. It looks pretty user-friendly.
Yeah.
So I just got to do a little click, 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 and then make it happen and magical.
Yeah.
There
so
it is.
It's with Alex Angelo. He did this song, the Quarantine With You, that we played on the show like late March.
Yeah.
A few weeks ago, I would say. Yeah.
Locked in a house with nothing to do.
Kind of a play on the whole quarantine and 80s vibe.
Sugary goodness. The video is fantastic, too. We got up on the website.
Yeah. So that's Alex. Alex Angelo, and he is going to be joining Kelly.
He's going to be performing, too.
Virtual happy hour. So
he's got some really good songs. Yeah. Like, he is an up-and-comer. He's still a college student doing college classes online. He's still working on the music, but he has recorded with Babyface and some other big people. So he's on the rise. Catch him before he gets super famous. Get to know him and be his new best friend.
Yeah, there you go. So this afternoon, since you're not going to be at the track, you can go Facebook at 9970JX and see the little virtual happy hour with Kelly Kay and Alex Angelo.
Tonight, 6 o'clock.
Yeah, that is tonight, 6 o'clock on 9970JX. All right, guys, enjoy your weekend. It's going to be a beautiful one. You know, have your parties
virtually.
Have your parties at your own house with your family.
You know, sit outside. Yeah. Enjoy the weather.
Absolutely.
Make some s'mores.
Or
have some cocktails.
Yeah, I was going to say, make some mint juleps or some sort of derby pie. Make derby pie.
Derby pie.
Yeah.
Derby pie.
Celebrate the weekend that should have been. So there you go. Guys, if you missed anything, WDGX.com. Click listen. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you Monday.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly Kay Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX.
Brand new episode. Brand new episode.